This is from the Holy Letters in volume 4, and this is letter number 915. This is Baruch Hashem, dated the 7th day of Adar Aleph, the year Tavshin Aleph in Brooklyn. And this is a letter that the Rebbe is writing to the Hasidim that are in Paris and the other areas over there. May Hashem be with them, and peace and blessings. Now this is, there was a whole group of Hasidim after they left Russia, escaped Russia, after the war, and they, on their way, they went to the DP camps, and then they settled temporarily in France, and that's where they have the yeshiva over there, and then from there, some stayed, some went on to go to Israel, and some went to the United States. So this is to the group of the Hasidim that were actually in France, and the Rebbe says that he had heard from the representative, the Rebbe has representative over there, Binyamin Garadetsky, that their decision to set up a study group for learning of the Hasidus in the hall of the Lishka once a week in two groups in which all of the Hasidim, all of the Anash from all of the gathering will get together to study together. And certainly they will also put effort into fulfill the desire of Yafutsu Maynesecha Chutzah, that your wellspring should be spread out to the outside with all the conditions that are in this, as explained in my letter from the 10th of Kislev that passed, which is an introduction, a preparation, and a vehicle, a vessel for the coming of Mashiach, Bimheiridan. So the Rebbe says, I also, this is good, and this will probably affect my father himself also, because the Rebbe writes now, blessed memory, because the Rebbe writes that it's good that they had sort of talked amongst themselves as far as the Shechita Bedika, the people who will be shechting and checking the, so that those that have already trained and those that have not yet fully been trained for this holy work, whether they not the actual physical ability to do the shechita properly, and also knowing the laws fully, so that they should continue to learn in this, even though that some of them are already appointed, they already have positions as shochtim. The Rebbe tells them to continue to study the laws, and that the rabbis of the Anash, our Rabbonim, they should supervise theirs. And the Rebbe says it's known that in addition of knowing the laws and the craft of shechting, the main thing about it is, he says, in addition to knowing the job and also the laws, the main thing is, the Rebbe said, that there must be Yerushamayim, there must be God-fearing people. When you're doing such a work, you must have learned that that's required from somebody who's a shochet even more than from a rabbi. And the reason is because a shochet, you know, a very small mistake can feed people not kosher food if he doesn't do it the proper way. And you got to trust him, because if he makes a rabbi, okay, you can't make that mistake, but you're shechting and there's nobody there. Really, you can't tell. Once you have the meat on the table, how are you going to know what happened to it? How are you going to know shechta? The only one who really knows is the shechet himself.
Vegetarian.
Oh, so then you don't eat meat. That's good.
Then you get around all of that, right?
Yeah, then you don't have to deal with it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they did that, didn't they?
Some. Like I told you many times that my father, who was a shechet, when he came to this country, he took a job once in Denver, Colorado, and he didn't like what he saw, and he never touched a piece of meat in his life after that. He just because he wasn't happy the way what he saw, he wouldn't eat. He ate chicken, but not meat, because he wasn't happy. But based on his standard, he didn't think that the standard is there.
If you travel and you don't trust,
exactly.
Yeah. You don't trust and it's not available, you have no other choice but to go.
Yeah. Did he bring meat into the home?
So we're just talking about Alan. That anyways. So Rebbe says we should merit the day that we're all waiting for, which the great slaughterer, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, the Eivishter will shecht the Sheir Habor and the Leviosin and the Leviathan, and they'll shecht each other, and Hashem will shecht them, and that will be with the coming of Mashiach, yeah?
Shor Habor, what does that mean?
Shor Habor is what we actually call.
Indeed.
No, the Shor Habor is like the wild ox, or the outside ox, the wild ox. And it talks about in our sages talk about the fact that when Mashiach will come, there will be a big meal, that they'll eat from the fish, and they'll eat from the shecht. But it says that Hashem will come again and shecht it, and give it to all the Yidden. That's in the Gemara and Sukkah and Beis Amadalev. The Rebbe says, yeah?
No, I remember you told us your father was in France for a while.
Yeah.
But he wasn't part of this group.
No, but he is already, at that point he was already in Dublin, in Ireland.
Oh.
At that point. And he's just leaving then. That's about when he left. You know, we'll see soon. I think he came to the United States in Tavshin Yud Gimel in 53, he came in 53, I'll tell you right now, my brother was 9 months old when they came by boat from Dublin, from Ireland, they came to the United States. My brother is just about four years older than me, so if I was in 56, so he was in 52. So, and he was 9 months old, so it was 53.
Yeah, because the immigration didn't let anybody into Europe until 53.
Really?
Yeah.
American
53. 53, 54
is
when the Holocaust survivors came into America.
I know they were in Georgia.
Well, that was because, it was all because of, not, it wasn't a discrimination thing, it was what the laws were. Mm-hmm. They had to abide by the law because then they made them like political asylum. Mm-hmm. So the law stated that the immigration numbers were based on the 1920 laws that were never amended. Because what it was all based on country of origin and religion. Mm. So based on a date back in the late, early 20s.
Yeah.
So that's how the numbers were. Because Ananda came here in the 30s, immigration, the quota was met, but because she was an orphan, they made her an orphan. But she wasn't. And they bypassed the law. My grandfather forged a document stating that both her mother and father died. And my grandmother was the custodian.
I see.
And that's how they got her in.
Yes.
Otherwise, she would
have passed. Because I know our state department
needs. The Rebbe concludes here that I'd be delighted to hear good news from all of you physically, and that all of you together are fulfilling and you sense your mission. That you, your wives, and your children, and your daughters, that you are all tied, and you're all connected to the leader of our generation. That's my father-in-law, the Rebbe. He is the head and the intellect of this generation, and that they are all part of the height, of this generation. Means it's like you have a height, you have a head, and then you have the whole body, everything else. So we are all part of that same structure, and we know for sure that the head promises so how lucky is the part, not only his personal needs so it's not like the head only secures that the part as it relates to the head, but it's only of his personage, but it's actually for the part itself, the physical and spiritual together, with blessings and regards to each one. May they live. I mean, I need to look it through a little better. It's not really quite clear, and I'm missing something over here, but gotta look it over.